Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, if you're listening to this as a free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au and have a little look and give us a go and see what we have to offer in helping you create wealth and manage your finances. All right, well, as far as the scores on the doors go, a little bit of a limp night in the US, quiet night to some extent, limping into that PCE number on Friday. Of course, the markets closed on Friday in the US, closed here as well, so it is a little bit quieter, but once again, I guess to some extent it is about commodities and the divergence between commodity stocks and the rest of the market. The ASX SPY futures were down 19 points or 0.24%, 78.19. So not a particularly good start in store for us. We had a 32-point down day yesterday. Of course, Monday was a good day. Yesterday was a bad day. Today will probably be a little bit of a wishy-washy down day again. So we shall see how we go. But yesterday it was very much resources on the nose, although we did see some gold stocks improve, but those iron ore stocks came under pressure again. So resources yesterday down 0.5%, and the banks down only 0.3%. Looking at the US market, the Dow Jones closed down 31 points, so nothing very exciting, but it did tail off at the end, and the market was looking quite firm up until the last few minutes. So that was something to bear in mind. The high of the market was 126 points up, a low of 36 points down, so a relatively narrow range as well there. NASDAQ down 0.4%, 69 points, 16,316. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, down 0.28%, 15 points, 5204. And that is now the third straight session of losses for the S&P 500. Not huge losses, but losses nonetheless. Russell 2000 down 0.2%, 4 points, 2070. The VIX Volatility Index up 0.4% to 13.2%. We did see some biggish moves last night in one or two stocks. Tesla was up nearly around 3%. Certainly a few buyers being attracted to that. Seagate Technology rose 7.4%. after a broker upgrade, and Krispy Kremes, they rallied 39% after they announced a partnership with McDonald's. You'll now be able to get Krispy Kremes in McDonald's to have with your breakfast. We did get a little bit of economic data out from the US, mixed, stronger than expected orders for durable goods, but waning consumer confidence as well. Also, of course, the big news out of the US last night was that bridge collapse in Baltimore as that tanker hit that bridge. Still people missing, unfortunately, but that is certainly going to be a bit of a wait on the East Coast, as Baltimore is a very big port, so that could have some inflationary aspects there. The other big news last night, of course, was Donald Trump's SPAC, which was DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corp, merged with Trump Truth or Trump Media. That stock was all over the place last night. It had to be suspended a couple of times due to the volatility of the stock. But it certainly had a big influence. And more on that today in Henry's Take. That's a company now valued about $8 billion US, which is, considering it only made $3.5 million in revenue in the last 9 months of 2023, is a pretty big price. It has become a little like GameStop, and the Reddit crowd certainly piling in and piling out in that one today. So it's been an interesting day opening for Donald Trump. He's got an awful lot richer in theory, but he is embargoed from selling for 6 months. So something to bear in mind. But it was a very volatile session. At the end of the session, it did close up 16.1%. at $58. It was up a little bit after hours as well. 4 million shares traded. One of the great things about some of these SPACs, of course, is that there is very limited free float. So that makes it a little harder for people to get set, and it also makes it, somewhat more volatile. But Donald Trump owns around 60% of this one. Right, looking at other US stocks last night, Nvidia down 2.6, Netflix up 0.3, Meta down 1.4, the artist formerly known as Facebook, Tesla that 3% rise, as I said, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 0.4, Amazonians down 0.8%, US banks slightly better. We had Goldman's and Morgan Stanley up 0.2, 0.3%, JP Morgan up 0.5, but a smidge higher for US banks. CBA overseas was up 0.25%. Nothing very exciting going on in European banks either, I'm afraid to say. US 10-year yields 4.236, down 1.4 basis points. The 2 years 4.593, down 3.7. And the Aussie 10 back above 4%, 4.04, down 2.6 basis points. Bitcoin eased back below 70,000, 69,753. We do have the Bitcoin halving countdown in the newsletter today, just to keep you in touch with all that's going on in the Bitcoin world. The predicted date for the halving is April the 20th of 2024. That's around 24 days to go. So this is the moment when the rewards for mining a Bitcoin become significantly less. In fact, they halve, hence the term. That enables the amount of bitcoins that are in circulation to remain below the threshold where there can't be any more. 22 million is the total amount of bitcoins that are allowed to be in circulation. All right, well, let's look at other things last night. We had the Aussie dollar 65.32, nothing very much of excitement there. The US dollar index down 0.15%. Looking at commodities, well, it was a bit of a sad and sorry picture, to say the least. Brent crude coming off the top, down 0.9%, 79 cents to 85.90. WTI down 1%, or 82 cents to 81.60. Gold inched slightly higher, $3.60, 0.17% higher, 21.75. Copper pretty flat. Nickel down 1.9%, wouldn't go anywhere near that one. Aluminium down 0.2%, zinc down 2%, lead down 0.9%, and tin down 0.4%. Iron ore did see a big dip again in Asian trades, down 4%. Dalian iron ore futures down 3.4%, so no good news there. We have got lithium actually up, but looking at Asian trades yesterday, it was actually down. By the charts I was looking at, down 2.5%, and we did see lithium stocks under pressure, of course, yesterday. So uranium pretty much unchanged there. Resource stocks overseas, BHP down 0.7, Rio down 2%, Freeport McMoRan down 1.4, Vale down 1.3, Arcadium lithium down another 4%, SQM down 1.1, Sigma down 2.8, and we did see some profit taking in Exxon, Chevron and Shell as well last night. Locally today, we do see the monthly inflation number. We are expecting that to edge a little bit lower, 3.4% over the year, which is consensus around 3.5%. TD Securities has 3.4%. Westpac has broken from the pack to some extent. They're penciling in 0.6% month over month increase in February, which will see the inflation gauge increase to 3.8%, which won't be particularly good news. We do have a whole heap of REITs going ex-dividend today. IPD Group, Kelly Partners, Meyer and Rees also going ex-dividend today. So keep an eye on that one. And we have got Northern Star out this morning with some news on the Super Pit. Their subsidiary Kalgoorlie Consolidated Gold Mines is seeking to expand the super pit at Fimiston. The proposal is a significant amendment to the current Fimiston gold mining operations extension. Westpac has issued a technology simplification update, guides FY24 total investment spend $1.8 billion there. Platinum Asset Management has been downgraded to sell from underperformance CLSA target price cut there, just 2 cents from $1.02 to $1, so nothing very exciting. Samphire Resources downgraded to sell from neutral high risk at Citi. Target price increase there, though, to $7.30 from $6.90. 29 Metals now continuing to be plagued by rain at Capricorn, suspending operations yesterday. Only got one mine now working, Golden Grove. So all those people punting it for the copper exposure, well, they don't have the Capricorn copper anymore. And it does seem as if it's going to take some time, if ever, to reopen those operations due to issues with that tailings dam. Macquarie has downgraded to underperform from neutral and have cut the price target from 45 cents to 25 cents. Premier Investments, which of course had that big announcement yesterday that it was looking at demerging Smiggle and Peter Alexander into separate businesses, with three businesses being listed. They have been upgraded to neutral from sell at UBS. Target increase there to $31 from $27. And we have Platinum Asset Management has updated on the turnaround plan, targeting at least $25 million in annualized run rate savings. The initial review has been completed. The target is $25 million in annualized run rate savings. That represents a 26% reduction in the company's half-year expense base of $96 million. So it looks like there's going to be some job cuts and maybe less bonuses on the cards at Platinum. And that is about it for me today. Another quietish day in store, but a negative day. All eyes on commodity prices in China again. And of course, that monthly CPI reading out at 11:30, which will be highly focused on, to say the least. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you. And if you like what you've heard on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free 2-week trial on marcustoday.com.au. Thanks again.